Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
There's absolutely no doubt or question that skipping is more than just a fun experience that you used to engage in as a child, but it improves your cardiovascular fitness. Danielle Oldfield is a registered dietitian and holistic lifestyle coach, joins me on the line now. Danielle, I believe you are a keen skipping person. Good morning.
Good morning, Africa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm very good. I'm actually in my kit. I'm in my gym kit already. And I do, you know what, I love skipping. So in lockdown, when I like to run, I like to swim, I like to be outside, I thought, what am I going to do? I went into my garage and I found a skipping rope. And I started skipping. It was so difficult the first 5 to 10 minutes. And I actually started doing it like every day and got up to 30 minutes, and it's quite easy now and I really enjoy it. So even now that I'm allowed back on the street to run, I still actually skip. Because
30 minutes of skipping every day, my word.
Well, not at the moment, no, I'm not doing every day because I might go to gym now, but I do definitely 3 times a week now.
Yeah, why do you enjoy it so much, Danielle? What benefits are you enjoying as a result of, I suppose, now including skipping as part of your gym routine?
Well, I mean, so I find it's quick. So I'm a mom. I've got 2 kids. I've got work on the go. So I can literally just put on a kit, put on some tackies, and, you know, walk outside into my garden, onto my veranda, and do it. So it's like portable. You know, you can do it anywhere. If you go away, you can take it with you. It's pretty affordable. You just need a skipping rope. And then, yeah, I suddenly thought, wow, I mean, I'm always quite fit, but I look that fitter, if I can say that, because you actually use your whole body. You use, and when I looked it up, I thought, okay, let's see. So using your legs, obviously, to jump, you're using your arms and your shoulders to turn the rope. Your abs are starting to show because you're using your abs to stabilize you. And then probably most important, you're using your brain because you have to really keep your brain working for the coordination and the rhythm. So for me, it's just this all over body workout. Put the music on. It's fun. I love it.
We actually missed that part that you've just mentioned now, that it does improve your coordination. It certainly improves your balance and the basic movement skills, certainly particularly in the younger kids. So the coordination, the motor skills that we take for granted as we grow older are improved if you are engaging in skipping.
Yeah, it's so important. So as we get older, I think balance is quite important. So, you know, because you've got to obviously skip, and when you start adding tricks, I often would say maybe like add some tricks, because then you've got to keep your brain thinking, add a bit of strategy, keep your rhythm going. It's really, really good for you. At the moment, I'm trying to do what is called a double under. Very difficult. I keep hitting the back of my legs with my rope, but it's where you get the rope to go twice under every jump. Yeah, so it's lots of fun.
Olsen Estival was asking what sort of rope one should use for skipping, and I should say you are a registered dietitian and a holistic lifestyle coach who happens to really enjoy skipping, as opposed to a skipping expert in inverted commas. But do you have some advice for Olsen? What sort of rope would be advisable when one is skipping?
So I started out using your standard, I want to say it was a bit like a plastic rope, you know, just one from a sports store. And as I got better, I went and got what's called a speed rope. So it's like a thin wire cable, and that is, it's actually better. You think it looks a bit daunting, but it's a lot easier to turn. But now they've even got ropes that have got little timers on them. So it actually tells you how many jumps you've done. So, but I do think you should get a you know, one that goes around quite quickly. You probably get injured less. So either a cable one, or you get the leather ones, or a good plastic one. I wouldn't get, you get almost like a material one. Those go a bit slowly. Maybe for kids, those might be a good one to start.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, because whenever I've skipped and I've used something that's too light, I get frustrated because I weigh a certain amount, so therefore gravity wants to bring me back down to earth, and I can't stay up long enough to actually be able to have a lighter rope going around my body again.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, the other thing when you said about age, I suppose as you get older, you know, I'm in my 40s, which is young, but running can be a bit hectic on your knees and your legs. And so even though you're jumping, it's not actually a high impact sport. I think they call skipping is more medium impact. So it's less jarring on your knees. So for people who want to be active, but running hurts, then it's also really good. And I saw yesterday that 10 minutes of skipping is the same as a 1.5 kilometer run.
Oh,
so for me, I choose
I'm sold.
Skipping over running.
I'm so sold, Danielle. Thank you very much indeed for your enthusiasm around the sport of skipping. Danielle Oldfield is a registered dietitian and holistic lifestyle coach, and during the hard lockdown, picked up skipping and she won't put down that rope anymore.